almanac. Breeze blows leaves of the musty colored yellow.
During this October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, we will celebrate the fall colors and fall activities that make Wisconsin so fun and so beautiful during this time of year. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Travel writer Gary Knowles is in the house, and he will tell me where to go in just a few minutes. But first, Bill Martins wants to tell you where to go. How about that, Bill?
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning. I love that song off the top, by the way. Always puts me in the fall mood.
You're a big fan of October, aren't you?
I am. I am. It goes by way too quickly, but we're going to have some fun this hour talking.
But you know what fall means, too, is the fall membership drive. And this is the last day for the Joy Cardine Show.
Yay!
That's worth celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got a goal of 15 pledges this hour. And, of course, you give to WPR to support the radio you rely on. And your pledge at WPR.com. Or 888-202-2552 gets us one step closer to meeting the goal and one step closer to funding the programs you count on.
People who listen, people like you, provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation helps WPR invest in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
That's right. Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and the entire community. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This fall membership drive, ask for a set of WPR pint glasses when you give $7 a month. They've got a neat design featuring both the WPR and NPR logos. You'll get two 16-ounce glasses that will hold any kind of drink, milk, water, beer, even your favorite juice, and they're made of durable glass. Check them out at WPR.org. With these glasses, you can sip any of your favorite beverages in style while you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Donate $7 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift makes a huge difference. It makes WPR possible. So step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is, of course, an election year. The big day is just a month away from tomorrow already. And, of course, you want to be informed about the candidates before you cast your ballot, and you can rely on Wisconsin Public Radio for the campaign coverage you need.
Now, do your part to make sure that you and everyone in your community and throughout Wisconsin has access to this important information. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Man, the world is constantly changing. It can be really hard to keep up, and as a listener, you rely on WPR to know what's new and important every day.
WPR members make sure that the updated news and information that you hear every day is possible. Now it's your turn to invest in the programs. Your contribution of, say, $5 or $10 a month keeps the news and conversations relevant and on the air for everyone to enjoy. WPR needs your support. Your membership makes a difference. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 15 pledges in the next 50 minutes, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've been talking a lot, Bill, about the news and serious issues discussions that we do indeed have on Wisconsin Public Radio a lot, especially during this election year. We have a lot of election-related news coming up with candidate interviews, and we're going to go on the road and take our show on the road to Wausau and Green Bay and La Crosse, and we're going to do a lot of election-related stuff this month. But one of the other reasons why I love hosting so much is I love talking about fun things to do in Wisconsin, cultural things to do in Wisconsin. Tell Joy Where to Go is one of my favorite hours of the week.
And not only do you like talking about it, but you like doing that stuff as well. You're always posting pictures of your adventures, and I think you get a lot of those ideas from this show.
I do, and it's a way to share the richness of Wisconsin with our Facebook listeners. I have indeed posted way too many photos on there this morning, but I had a really busy September. There is a lot of stuff going on, so I have posted photos from my September Tell Joy Where to Go assignments that many of them came from Gary Knowles and from listeners.
Like the big muskie up in Hayward?
Yeah, I was in the muskie mouth, finally.
Yeah.
it's been years and years that Gary has been telling me to check that out, and I finally got there, so check, yeah. So anyway, because you also enjoy all the fun and special and unique things to do in Wisconsin because you love the travel and recreational activities, pledge your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember this pledge drive to ask for your set of two WPR pint glasses. And they've got the WPR and NPR logos on them, and you're going to be proud to drink any beverage from them and tell everyone you love WPR. They're yours for a pledge of $7 a month or more. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, thank you very much, Bill. Now time for Gary Knowles to tell me where to go. Gary Knowles is the newly elected president of the Midwest Travel Writers Association and author of the Gary's Getaways feature for Journal and Topics newspapers. He's a consultant to travel businesses. He is the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours, and he is our regular contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for coming in.
Well, good morning, Joy. I've got to say, it's an honor to be here with you because you've got to be one of the best travelers of the state, probably next to Stephanie Klett, I think, who I think the two of you must be in a competition for getting to every corner of the state.
It's funny. I could never compete with Stephanie Klett. She does a wonderful job, and she is all over the place. But we are covering some of the same territory. I noticed that... for instance, tomorrow I am going to go to Wausau, to Rib Mountain State Park and to Granite Peak, and I'm going to ride the chairlift which is what they use for the skiers, but instead I'm going to be leaf peeping.
You're going to ride the comet, right?
Is that what it's called?
I believe they call it the comet. Now, actually, it was one of the things that I think I had on the list here to tell you what to go do. Well, so you beat me through that one, but that's good.
But it's funny. She was she just posted a couple of days ago. She did it, too.
So she did it, too. Yeah.
I am following in her footsteps, and that will be one of my assignments for this Saturday in Wausau. I'll ride the comet, and it sounds like it'll be gorgeous.
Well, I think it will be. The weather is right. The time is right. And hopefully we can hold off on the stuff falling out of the sky so that you get a nice, bright, sunny day and all the leaves are lit up. And it's a great time to be out traveling around Wisconsin. So hopefully you catch one of those beautiful days up there.
Yeah, the fall colors are showing more and more across the state. And I know you and I have talked about these fall color reports, and maybe they're not 100% accurate, but if you see the travelwisconsin.com fall color report, it's peaking in northern Wisconsin right now, reds and oranges and yellows.
It is. And, you know, the neat thing about it, and I think we say this every year, but it's probably worth repeating, that even if you hear that it's peaked in an area, it doesn't mean that the color isn't nice there, because a lot of times some of the neat colors that you'll see are after some of the leaves have fallen and you can start seeing into the woods. There's kind of a multicolored carpet of leaves that spread across the hillside, and you can look into the woods, and it's just a gorgeous view, and that's true probably right now up in northern Wisconsin if you get up that way. But there's also a lot of green up there because there are a lot of evergreens that are up in that area.
That contrast
is nice. So it's not like
the
color disappears completely.
Yeah, yeah. And I think when I last checked anyway for Wausau, it said, or Marathon County, 70%, which sounds pretty good to me.
And that is good. And, you know, the other thing that we need to mention about Wisconsin is that with more than 15,000 named lakes, you know, we've got all that water. Water and colored leaves go so well together. And when you get one of those really spectacular days where you see the leaves reflected in the water, and the clouds and the deep blue sky. I mean, that's autumn and you know, one of the best times of the year.
Oh, and you know what? This was self-assigned. I have been, actually, someone had told me that I have to go to the Kickapoo River area, which, of course, did experience some flooding earlier this fall. My understanding is the waters have receded and everything's okay. We're going to canoe. We're going to paddle the Kickapoo River from about Ontario to Wildcat Mountain State Park. So it's going to be about a 3-hour canoe trip, and it's going to be not this weekend, but next weekend. So think it will be, I'll get that water and leaves together.
Well, the crookedest river in the world,
that's
I believe, right?
That's what they call it, yeah.
Yeah, and well, that ought to be a lot of fun. And I know that even if you're not going to paddle out in that area, I think it's, I want to say it's Highway 131,
yep,
just off the top of my head, runs along the river out in that area, and it's a great twisty drive out there. So if you're looking for a drive, that's a good one.
Yeah, and do you have a favorite leaf peeping spot, Gary?
You know, I don't have just one spot I go to just every year. I do love the drive from Ashland kind of up to Washburn and Bayfield and around through Cornucopia, and then Highway 236 up there. It's a forest road. There's almost nothing on it but leaves and trees, and it's a national forest road. Kind of cuts back down to Highway 2 from Cornucopia up in that area, and once you get over there, kind of cut back over to Ashland. It's a big loop tour. And if you're looking for a good day drive where you can kind of just hang out in Bayfield or stop in Cornucopia and go to Ayler's General Store up there and maybe grab a whitefish dinner somewhere, I would say that's one of the fall drives I really want to take every year.
Yeah, I was I also completed an assignment you had given me ages ago. And I did, it was a couple of weekends ago, it was in September still, and I went up to the Bayfield and Superior and in that northwest region of the state, and we really cruised around. We made a lot of ground. We did, we went to a Jaeger Fest, which is a seagull festival in Superior and right on Lake Superior, and so did some bird watching there and saw some lighthouses and all that. And then we went to Bayfield, and we had lunch at Maggie's.
Oh, yeah, you got to do Maggie's.
Yeah, and then we hopped on the Madeline Island ferry, and we went over to Madeline Island and went to Big Bay State Park.
Great.
Went to the Stony Beach or whatever that's called.
Did you hike the boardwalk down there?
We didn't. I wanted to.
You can do
but
that
yeah,
next time.
Yeah, I will do that next time. And I finally made it to Tom's Burndown Cafe.
Oh, good. Did they name a seat after you up there? They probably will by the next time you get there, Joy.
I don't remember. No, I'm just kidding. We had a good time. That is amazing. That place is just, it's a platform. It's a bar, and then they have a canvas as a roof. It's truly a cafe that burned down.
It is, and I think the quickest short description is a tiki bar that met northern exposure. You know, and they had a child.
But that was, and we did also. We went to Amnicon Falls State
That's beautiful.
Park.
I saw your pictures.
Oh, just
some
beautiful.
Really nice shots from there.
And they have beautiful waterfalls there. And we went to, I think it's the tallest waterfall in the state at
Big
Pattison.
Manitou.
Yeah, the Big Manitou
Big
Falls.
Manitou. Did you see Little Manitou, too?
I did not.
Yeah, Little Manitou is, you know, Big Manitou is really impressive because it's so big. Little Manitou is not as tall, but if you ever, in your mind, you conjure up the notion of what does a waterfall look like, Little Manitou could kind of be the picture of what a waterfall in the Northwoods should look like, and it's really a beautiful
one. Well, we had a blast, and I would recommend all of those places if you want to experience some great leaf peeping or hiking or canoeing or just having fun. You wrote an article in the current issue of Experience Wisconsin Magazine, Gary. It's titled Savoring Autumn, Six Sensational Autumn Drives. We talked a little bit about one that you like up there in the Bayfield area. We talked about Door County and the Great River Road last month. Tell us why Lake Geneva made your list.
Why, which lake?
Lake Geneva.
Oh, Lake Geneva is on my list because it's not on a lot of Wisconsin people's list. I hate to say this, but a lot of Wisconsin people look at Lake Geneva as, oh, that place is so busy, I don't go there. And that's really a big mistake because there's some wonderful little roads around the area. I like there's a little rustic road there. It's called Snake Road, and it just kind of winds around the lake. And this time of the year, it's especially beautiful because those leaves are changing. And you get to see some of the great lake houses when you drive through there. And Lake Geneva itself, of course, has some great shopping and some great dining opportunities there. One of my favorites is if you can get over to the Baker House, they've got a restaurant you can go to there. You can stay overnight as well. And it's right downtown in Lake Geneva. And they do some great food, but it's also a great place to toast the sunset if you get a chance.
Oh, nice.
And,
I would like to try that during this time of year. I did go there during the winter, and I went to their ice bar that they have outside.
Their ice bar. Did you get a shot poured down through the ice? The channel?
I passed on that.
You've done that? Okay, good. got an admission.
I guess I'm sounding like I'm going to all these bars. I don't go to all these bars all the time.
Tom's and, yeah.
I know. Another thing, if we want to see fall colors, though, Gary, and I did this on your recommendation last fall or the fall before, fall train rides.
Yeah, the train rides, there's a number of them in the state. Osceola, there's one going on up there, I know. And Mid-Continent Railroad up at North Freedom has a number of rides. And they actually have a dinner train that's going out of there as well. And that's kind of fun. So a number of places around the state. Leona, there's a train that runs out of there, and it's a lot of fun. Heck, it's even fun now to take the Amtrak from Milwaukee to Chicago. And, you know, they've got a special deal they've just made where you can put your bicycle on it and take your bike from Milwaukee to Chicago and bike around town if you want to. And
I
don't remember the exact price, but I know it's a real good deal to carry your bike if you want to on the train.
And you can survive biking in Chicago?
Well, some do.
but that's something Rob might want to try. We'll see, because I'm trying to get him to go to Chicago again, but that traffic is kind of intimidating sometimes.
It's nuts. Yeah, it really
we
is.
Want to go see Hamilton, though. That play is in Chicago right now. So.
Gotta see it.
Yep. And we will talk about some of the festivals that are going on around Wisconsin in just a few minutes, like Bayfield Apple Fest is kicking off today. Gaze Mills rescheduled their Apple Fest for this coming weekend. So we'll talk about apple festivals and pumpkin festivals and fermentation festivals in just a few minutes. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call if you would like to join in with some of your favorite fall activities, favorite fall rides or train rides or leaf peeping adventures. 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Speaking of apples, we're going to talk about apple festivals as well during this October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, along with travel writer Gary Knowles, who is telling me where I can experience some fall Wisconsin fun. And I'm looking forward to your suggestions, too. But first, Bill Martins joins me because this is the last weekday of our fall membership drive. And we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio to help pay for these programs that you enjoy. Our goal is to keep bringing you Tell Joy Where to Go and shows about Wisconsin. And your pledge helps us do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's always nice when Central Time plans their programming around our bumper music. Yes. So thanks, guys. We appreciate that. And we are looking for 13 pledges in the next 35 minutes. And make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day. Maybe it's Tell Joy Where to Go on Friday mornings. Your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really makes a difference.
And speaking of apple pie, a large slice of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget pie, the biggest slice, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources are important, the state and federal governments and businesses, it's your contribution that makes the biggest difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is thanks to you. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The easiest way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. Now, being a sustainer means that your gift, whether it's $5 a month, $100 a month, or anything in between, it automatically renews every year. So make the switch and make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org is a great way to stay on top of everything that's happening this election season. You can access the headlines and dig deeper into the latest stories and important issues. Read and listen to archived stories you might have missed. Connect with WPR and fellow listeners through comments and social media. WPR.org fits into your schedule. It's always here and always current. This election season, support your source at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. I really do appreciate that you listen along every day and that you call in and that you give me great tell joy where to go assignments. And I do indeed try to follow up on many of them. Now I'm asking you, if you're not a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, if you haven't taken that step, take that step now on this last day of the fall membership drive and pledge an amount that works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we've covered a lot of ground this week. We had Sean, I remember it seemed like yesterday Sean Johnson was in here telling us about the election preview. We had a vice presidential debate, and now it's Friday morning. We're having some fun here as we normally do during this 6 o'clock hour. Gary Knowles is here telling us about all the great things going on across the state in the month of October. And if that's something that's of value to you, gets you into the weekend mode and you start planning your weekend getaways, consider making a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we'll be happy to keep doing this. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 on this last day, of, at least for this show, of the fall membership drive.
Yeah, and we have a goal of 15 pledges on this this hour of Tell Joy Where to Go, and we still need 13. So it's really important to reach these goals every hour, but especially on the last day.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've been meaning to make that pledge, and you said I'll do that tomorrow. Well, you can't do it tomorrow, at least not for this show. So make the pledge now. Help pay for a service that you value with a pledge of any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Nicole from Stevens Point says, I have listened to WPR a minimum of 2 hours a day for years. Now that I'm able to listen to archives of my favorite shows whenever I want, that number is even higher. A pledge of $7 a month makes this the best deal going for tons of quality news, analysis, reviews, stories, and interviews. Thank you so much, Nicole, and I hope you asked for your WPR pint glasses as well for that pledge of $7 a month. And, you know, we've got these 16-ounce glass tumblers that have the WPR and the NPR logos on them. And like Nicole, they can be yours with that pledge of $7 a month. It's a great way to show your pride with or for WPR and enjoy a nice cold beer at the end of a long work week. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Or apple cider, Bill.
Fine. Whatever.
Thank you, Bill. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Travel writer Gary Knowles is here telling me where to go, telling all of us where to go, and he can also answer any questions you might have about fall activities, fall travel. Gary Knowles is the newly elected president of the Midwest Travel Writers Association, and I wanted to say congratulations, Gary. That's an honor.
Thank you. It really is. MTWA is the oldest association of travel writers probably in the world. There may be some other pack of them out there somewhere. It was formed in 1951 by a group of major Chicago and Indiana travel editors and writers who, to be honest about it, were tired of being wined and dined by the states around here and wanted to have a professional organization. So yeah, it was nice of them to do that. So it's a great group, great group of people.
And I appreciate you sharing some of the fruits of your labors with us that we post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, including some of the articles that you have written on fall travel and fall drives. We have those posted there, and we also have Gary's getaway sampler posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and at WPR.org/joy. We are talking about many of those fall activities during this hour and welcoming your suggestions. 1-800-642-1061. 1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. We have full lines, and I'm going to get to them in a moment, but I did mention that we were going to talk about apple fests. And I did go to Bayfield before Apple Fest, and I went to one of the orchards, and I got a big bag of Honeycrisp apples, and I absolutely adored them. And we also got, and Rob ate, I did not eat them because I'm watching my waistline, apple cider donuts.
Oh, those are incredible, aren't they?
They were very good. Yeah.
They have everything apple at the Apple Fest, including apple brats. You can usually get an apple brat up there. And the apple pies, of course, and the bags of apples, all different kinds of them. So, great opportunity to be up there this weekend. If you've got a place to stay already, you're in luck, because it's probably pretty filled up. But try Ashland if you're looking for another place to stay, because that's a great place, too.
Oh, it is. I've done that before. Apple Fest in Gays Mills is also going on this weekend after being postponed due to flooding. There's apparently a little bit of confusion over what roads were damaged and how to get around. What do people need to know if they want to go to Gays Mills?
Well, what they're saying is that Highway 171 is open from Richland Center to Mount Sterling. So they say if you're coming from, like, Madison, for example, take Highway 14 from Richland Center to Boaz and then connect with Highway 171 West. You can get there. I mean, I think that's the main message. You can get there. Follow the signs. They've got pretty good signage about if there's any detours or anything. But yeah, they've fixed up a lot of the roads that were washing out and with the big rain that they had a while ago.
And I can attest that the apple cider donuts in Gays Mills Apple Fest are very good. I did have those when I visited there another time. Well, we have so many callers. I'm happy to see this. A lot of people love their fall activities. Cindy in Cedarburg is with us. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cindy. Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
So I'm calling to let you know that in the Cedarburg area, actually in Grafton, today starts their Pumpkin Fest. But tomorrow we have a very special addition to what most festivals don't have, and it's a cyclocross race. And it's a bicycle race in the Limekiln Park, put on by the local chamber and many of the businesses.
Oh, interesting. So those are those cycles where you kind of like go, you know, fast and jump off hills and roots, or what is that?
Yeah, so a cyclocross race is really it's cyclocross. So it's a cross between mountain bike racing and road racing. So the bike looks similar to a road race, but it's configured a little different. And then the course is used with tape and other, you know, features that are natural to the area. So a lot of parks and golf courses and things like that are the host. And we have people that come from all over Wisconsin to compete.
All right.
And they
Sounds
come from
great.
Illinois and everything to compete in the different cross races. So you can find out more information about the schedule for cross racing at the USA Cycling website. But for Grafton, come on out. We have a lot of good cider and, of course, it's beer.
And pumpkins, I hope.
And many pumpkins and lots of carvings and things like that.
All right. Thank you very much, Cindy. We're losing you a little bit on your cell phone. So pumpkins and cyclocross racing.
It's Oktoberfest this weekend, too, in Cedarburg.
Oh,
so
okay.
So good time to be down there for that. And they've got the big farmer's market going on, a lot of activity. They're going to have some beer tasting down there. And, of course, they've always got good wine. So good time to be in Cedarburg, celebrate Oktoberfest with them out there. And I think they have a sheep's head tournament on Sunday. So if you want to go indoors and play a little cards, there's your opportunity.
Fun, yeah. That's the big lacrosse, as they call them, the granddaddy of them all, Oktoberfest is over, I think.
I believe it is. Yeah, that's right. I think it's the first of this month is when they have that.
Yeah, but there is one in Cedarburg, and there's a Grafton Pumpkin Fest. Aren't there other? Doesn't Nakusa have a big Pumpkin Fest deal?
Nakusa has the big Pumpkin Weigh-In, and I don't have the date in front of me on that one, Joy, but I know they have the Giant Pumpkin Festival up there, and it usually is in conjunction with Cranberry Festival. festivals. And, of course, they got great cranberry viewing up in that whole Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids area. And a good time to go up there. And if you like bright colors, boy, nothing like a big marsh with the cranberries that have been knocked off on it and harvesting that. That's always a lot of fun.
I was unable to go to the Cranberry Fest in Warrens in, I think it was the third weekend in September. But I did stop in Warrens the weekend before.
Okay.
I beat the crowds, and and I did. I went to the Cranberry Discovery Center, and
well, that's good.
And I bought what were they called? They're called cranberry bog logs or something like that, and they were a cranberry chocolatey good thing. But yeah, so you can even in some bogs will allow you to go and tour, won't they?
They have tours. Actually, they have tours out of Warrens at a couple of the marshes up there, and it's interesting in that some places they call their cranberry marshes, and other places they call them bogs.
Yeah.
And I think if you get up to Eagle River, I think they call them cranberry bogs up there. But I know a lot of the places down around around the Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids area call them marshes. So
yeah.
It's interesting terminology. Whatever it is, they're always beautiful and always fun to go see them.
I'm going to put that on the list because, you know, I've been to one, but it's been a very, very long time. Paul in Racine is with us now.
Paul.
Do you know Paul?
I know Paul, I think. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah,
are you Paul from Racine?
Everybody.
I'm sorry. Paul, do you know Gary?
I sure do.
Okay.
A lot of people claim that.
That's right. Hey, thanks so much. Hey, I want to mention a neat event we have down here in Racine County. Saturday and Sunday, October 22nd and 23rd, is the Great Pumpkin Chuckin' Festival. And this is the third annual event of this type in Union Grove. And this is a very spirited competition among folks who use catapults, air cannons, and trebuchets to see if they can hurl
pumpkins.
A pumpkin the farthest.
It was on my list, as a matter of fact, of one of the things of tell Joy where to go.
All right, so
and
you know what?
I thought she might like to chuck a pumpkin down there.
I might want to do that. I'm free the weekend of the 23rd, 24th.
No, they actually build the catapults down there, don't they?
Yes, they have, and they've been working on this for months. They have several teams, including some from the various high schools in the area and their engineering classes. And they're assembling those, and they will be hurling those pumpkins as far as they possibly can.
Well, do you shoot them toward Kenosha or what? You're going to try and start a little bit of a war down there? What are you doing, Paul?
The Kenosha Racine rivalry, yeah.
Well, actually, Illinois is the target.
Well, it sounds like something really. That's you don't get to go to a pumpkin chucking festival often.
That's right. And you know what's the record? Do you guys have a record for how far you've thrown them?
I do not know. I believe it might be a football field and a half, perhaps. They get them out there pretty far.
Yes, yeah, Kenosha is safe then.
And these are just normal sized pumpkins. They're not massive pumpkins, right?
No, they're they have to have a standardized size. I believe these are in about the 2-pound range.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Paul, for that suggestion. I'm putting it down on my possible list, but. It seems to me that Nakusa Pumpkin Festival, which we'll look up to find the date. It is going to be. Oh, it was last weekend.
Yeah,
we missed it. Okay, it was last weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember they massive pumpkins that seem to be a couple of tons. I don't know how big
they are. They have part of the Great International Pumpkin Weigh-In up there, and they're part of that whole contest to find the world's largest pumpkin and squash. And it seems to me that some of them probably are over 1,200 pounds. And they, you know, people, they grow these things, and some people feed milk to their pumpkins to try to get them to grow bigger. And, I mean, it's a whole science that the people who raise pumpkins have, which is how you raise these gigantic pumpkins. And Nakusa is the place in Wisconsin to go and see them.
All right, so pumpkins and cranberries and apples and beer and so much more.
Yeah, and I don't know if we have time for it, but I just wanted to mention we don't want to miss that they're rounding up the Lefse and the Lutefisk up in Iola, and it's time for the Iola Lutefisk Festival up there, and let me just see what the date is on that.
I know that
you have a taste for that stuff, Joy.
I keep on avoiding that assignment, and I keep on saying
You don't have to miss this one. The 15th of the month is the Lutefisk Dinner and Norwegian Bacon Craft Sale in Iola, and they're going to have Lutefisk, lefse, meatballs, mashed potato, and gravy, and then they also have Norwegian pastries up there. Have you ever heard of a sandbuckle
or
a krumkak? I have heard of that,
yeah.
And fatagammon cookies.
Say that three times fast, Gary.
That sounds great. Northland Lutheran Church on the 15th in Iola.
That's when I'm canoeing the Kickapoo, but I will. I know there are others, and I suppose I could
the
canoe the Kickapoo and then you know drive over to Iola. I've been known to do worse. So thank you for that. I'm gonna have to think about Lutefisk. I did fulfill my obligation, and I tried Limburger cheese last month. It was awful, but no, it wasn't.
You know, we talked about Stephanie. I know Stephanie was the Limburger queen.
She was.
I wonder if she's ever been a Lutefisk queen.
Should I challenge her?
She eats everything, so maybe Lutefisk.
I'll beat her to that one, maybe.
Yeah.
We will. We'll talk more about fun fall things to do in Wisconsin and vicinity, and we welcome more of your Tell Joy Where to Go assignments for October at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and while you're there, you can check out Gary's Getaway Sampler with all sorts of activities going on in Wisconsin in October. Well, Bill Martins is back because this is the last day of our fall membership drive, the last weekday. This is your last opportunity to make your pledge during the Joy Cardine Show. And if you're a regular listener to Tell Joy Where to Go and you enjoy hearing about the many special things about Wisconsin, pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're about halfway to our hourly goal, so that's great. And we've got about 15 minutes left to get 8 more pledges. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I, as mentioned, really do enjoy this program, and I am, and we've been doing it now. I wish I knew. It's been more than 5 years.
Five or six, I would guess.
Yeah, and Gary has joined us once a month, usually at the beginning of the month or the very end of a month, with a list of things going on. Listeners have been contributing their ideas. I have driven quite a few miles around the state of Wisconsin based on the suggestions that I get on this program. And I don't do it just for me. I do it for everybody to share with you some of the fun things going on in Wisconsin, and maybe boast a little bit about the great festival in your hometown. Please pledge to keep programs like this coming at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, we've heard from 7 new members this hour, so that's always great to see. And a big thank you to all of those. And, you know, new members are so important to Wisconsin Public Radio. If you've never given before, know that your new membership will help keep Wisconsin Public Radio the strong, reliable station that you depend on. You decide the amount, $5 or $10 a month or whatever, and then give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs you love, and sometimes you just can't resist asking for the latest WPR logo thank you gift. This drive, we've got something that everyone will love and can use. 2 WPR pint glasses. Give $7 a month and ask for your very own set. These pint glasses feature both the WPR and the NPR logos, and they'll make a great addition to your WPR collection. Check them out at WPR.org. Ask for your pair of WPR pint glasses when you give $7 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, you're going to like these pint glasses if that's what you decide to get. Yeah, it's a nice looking glass. It's got the WPR and NPR logos. You can drink your apple cider or your, Oktoberfest beer or your tailgating Bloody Mary with it, whatever you choose. $7 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, encouraging your support on this last weekday of our fall membership drive.
That's right, and we are looking for 8 more pledges in the next 14 minutes to reach our hourly goal. Your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is awfully appreciated.
James from Almond, or is it Almond? Almond. Almond. Almond says, "You totally make my day." Thank you, James. Judy from Hudson pledged. She says, "Thank you for the great programming." Thank you, Judy. Won't you join them with your pledge of support? Your pledge of any amount, maybe $5 a month, maybe $500 a month. You decide. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thank you, Bill Martins. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Richwood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheep, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Ernest. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy.
This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, along with travel writer Gary Knowles, who is here with his getaway sampler and his ideas of fun things to do in October in and around Wisconsin. I'm also hoping you will tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods or have an assignment for me. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And if you go to Facebook, you can find Gary's getaway sampler packet. And you'll also see way too many photos that I have shared from my September travels. It really was a very busy September. I really enjoyed myself going to Monroe. And yes, I enjoyed finally eating my Limburger cheese. I enjoyed going to the Bayfield area, the Superior area. I also went to Chippewa Falls, Gary. I didn't mention this. I've been for years and years meaning to go to the Leinenkugel Brewery, and I finally made it. Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear you did the tour.
Yeah.
And, that's a great tour they do up there at Leinie's, and some good beer, too. So.
Yep. And I did it on a Sunday morning, and I did not drink any beer. So.
Oh, well, no. they must take some restraint to do that.
Yeah, here again, all these. And what else? I went to the, in Eau Claire, I went to see the Hank Aaron Hall of Fame memorial statue or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You saw that. That was the first statue of Hank Aaron in Wisconsin, and it was at the park up there at Carson Park.
Yep, Carson Park, yeah.
And they've got a nice little memorial up there to other great baseball players that have gone through that area as well. And it's free. You can stop in and see that free, so you don't have to pay for that.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
And I think I got all of them now, but we were just all over the place, and I really enjoyed myself. I am going to enjoy tomorrow going to Wausau to do the chairlift at Granite Peak Rib Mountain State Park to see the fall colors. I'm also going to Stevens Point to go to a workshop where we're going to band saw-whet owls, the tiniest
Ooh.
Owl in Wisconsin. They're migrating now, so
that should be good.
Birds are, you know, if you like bird watching, there's still a little bird migration going on. And isn't there at Laoki Woods and Art Museum, the Birds and Art going on?
The Birds and Art is going on up there right now. It goes on, I want to say, into November. And, you know, speaking of birds, I wanted to tell you that you have until the 16th of this month to get to Oshkosh, to the Payne Art Center up there, which is a really neat place to go visit anytime. But they have a great display of Audubon's prints of birds up there, which is a rare a rare series that John James Audubon did, and you can see those till the 16th of the month. And then they also have a neat display that I would like to get to see too, and it's called The Geniuses of Oshkosh. And one of those geniuses was Helen Mears, who was a sculptor, recognized internationally as being a very talented sculptor. And you can actually see her work in the state capitol if you go up here. The sculpture that's up there called The Genius of Wisconsin is in one of the entryways to the Capitol building. And it's a 9-foot marble sculpture that's standing up there now. And
I probably walked by it and I never even noticed it.
I'm sure you've seen it. Yeah, it's up there. And so in any case, yeah, if you get a chance, you know, the geniuses of Oshkosh, it's called the Geniuses of Wisconsin too, and Audubon's birds are both on display through the 16th.
Perfect. That is great. I would love to do that. We're talking about art. One thing that I know, I did this last year and it was a lot of fun. There's called a farm art detour during Fermentation Fest in Reedsburg. And
it's a 50-mile drive.
Yeah, and tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it's a 50-mile drive. And Fermentation Fest celebrates basically everything that ferments, and you know, everything from beer and yogurts and, you know, and dairy products. I don't know if they include socks in that or not, but you know, it's kind of the whole range of fermentation. But they also have this great kind of farm art fusion display that's like 50 miles of driving through some really beautiful countryside up there. And along the way they have very creative, interesting art displays that you might see. Some of them look like almost like laundry hanging on a line. Others will be big farm machinery decorated for the season. But well worth checking that out. Richland Center is kind of the hotbed headquarters of this, and you can go online and find out about it too. But it's really well worth checking out that one.
I wanted to also talk to you about some of the spooky things going on later in the month around Halloween. Terry emails, near Edgerton, there is a haunted train ride on a real steam train. It starts next weekend and runs until Halloween. So that sounds cool.
Everything gets haunted this time of the year. You know the Appleton area a little bit.
Is there a Houdini? Is there going to be a Houdini seance or no?
There may well be, but there's Hearthstone, which is one of the first hydroelectric lighted houses in the world. Up there is apparently haunted, and they're doing some tours of it up there. Kind of every Friday night is the time to go up and check those out. And then speaking of Racine, downtown Racine has some haunted places, and they're doing a walking tour down there the 14th and 15th, 21st and 22nd, 28th and 29th. They'll show you where the hauntings are going on there. And the one that I thought you might want to go up to as a Tell Joy Where to Go thing, 28th and 29th, Washburn. I know it's a run up north, but the whole town turns zombie. And
that would be fun.
You can knock on a door and a zombie will answer. But they have all kinds of zombie stuff going on, the 28th and 29th.
Zombie days.
and then, of course, there's Freak Fest in Madison on the 29th. State Street kind of goes ghostly, crazy.
Yep.
And they've got a lot of good music going on. Among the people coming in to play at Freak Fest, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, which is a band that I saw this past weekend in Columbia, Missouri at a festival down there. They're nuts. They're a great rock and
roll
group.
I'm going there. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm going to Freak Fest.
Good.
And I am going to, but prior to going to Freak Fest, I'm going to be at the Badger game because there's a nighttime Badger game against Nebraska.
And they're going to beat Ohio State, I think?
I thought it was Nebraska.
Well, they're going to beat Nebraska?
I think. Somebody is giving me these tickets. So,
yeah. Well, in any case, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, don't miss them.
That sounds really good. There's always so much going on in Wisconsin and so much fun. And speaking of hauntings, Bill Martins is
nice
here.
Voice.
I know. That's my transition to our little pledge break here where we let you know that you are so important to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support is vital to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are looking for 3 more pledges to make our goal.
And we've got about 3 minutes to get there, so this should be very doable. Your support keeps this station and the Joy Cardine Show strong, so Help pay for the programming that you enjoy every day with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is the last weekday of the fall membership drive, and your only opportunity during this drive to pledge during these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, and I hope you will. You decide an amount that's right for you, and then make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think anybody else is talking about zombie days and pumpkin chucking on the radio?
No.
Nope, just us. You know, it's only on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio are you going to get programming like this on a Friday morning. We book the guests, we show up, you show up, and we have a lively, informative conversation every morning. So because you love these 6 a.m. conversations, make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we didn't even get to a chance to talk about UFO days. Apparently, that's going on, too.
It's in Belleville, south of Madison.
That's on Halloween weekend, too. So it's not scary at all to support Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It only takes a few minutes, and you will be supporting a service that you value.
And if you can do $7 a month, be sure to ask for the set of two WPR pint glasses. They're 16-ounce glass tumblers. They've got the WPR and NPR logos on them. And again, that can be yours for $7 a month when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Addison from Beloit, who says, thank you so much for having a reliable, entertaining, and informative station. I'm only 17, but I know what a valuable resource WPR is, and I'm happy to invest. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Ideas Network.